Okay, welcome back, all of you Little Romeo fans, to another episode of Spooky Movie Squad, the horror movie podcast that reviews the best and worst and everything in between in horror, one movie at a time. I'm your host, Otis, and tonight I am joined, as ever, by my lovely wife, Katie.
Hi.
So what you said, hi.
Hi. I'm mad I didn't know you were going to say Little Romeo, because I would have looked up a fucking song of his and started singing it. But I couldn't remember the name of his, like, one big hit when he
did
was,
a
like,
cover
11.
Of Girlfriend, kinda.
Yeah, it's on My Girlfriend.
Yeah, oh, it's not Girlfriend, it's I Want You Back, but he changed
it. Oh, then that's
it.
Not it, because that was 2004.
He was a wee little person.
No, I know, I think it was, like, 2000, his album from 2001.
If you just click into his name, it should be one of his top five songs.
Your ABCs. Yeah, but you know Google doesn't fucking do that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
So sit back and relax. Enjoy our review of the 2016 American horror film, Little Dead Riding Hood. She's not afraid of the big bad wolves. Yeah. Hit that music.
Take a seat and take a rest. From behind the curtain, a disconcerting nod. It's time to listen to the Spooky Movie Squad.
Happy Spookies, everyone. This is episode 345 of this illustrious podcast and the final chapter in our month of fairy tale horror. Now, I can't remember how we stumbled across this one. I think it was one of the, you watch a movie and then it's just there in the, you should watch this one or you should avoid this one. And it kind of popped up. And I think it was when we finished The Curse of Humpty Dumpty. I believe this popped up for, I think, Micah and Emma, and especially for us when we saw it. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, this is one that I found.
Oh, sweet.
When I was searching, before we chose any of them, this was one of the ones, because I was, like, searching for fairy tale things, and I was like, this sounds shitty as fuck. That's the movie I want to do.
I'm happy you picked it. It's very interesting. So, this film was directed by Jared Cohn. And written by Gabriel Campisi. I'm sorry if I did not get those names right. Now, Jared Cohn, he has directed some films like Atlantic Rim. Atlantic Rim? Don't you mean Pacific Rim?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
So, he is involved with a crew of independent film productors and distributors that focus on low-budget direct-to-video films called The Asylum. Now, you would think that's a pretty silly group, but they actually made some bangers. You ever watched Sharknado? They made Sharknado. And if you've watched the sci-fi original series Z Nation, a damn good show.
Yep.
I am so... Oh, man, that's a good-ass show. I had a great time watching that. That was The Asylum. So, they started with just normal films. Their first movie was a comedy drama about teen pregnancy. Maybe they were going for Juno? I don't know. And then they realized that if they just make low-budget films that, like, kind of spoof or mock other ones, they can get going. So, Vampires vs. Zombies was their first hit in 2004, and the cover looked a lot like Freddy vs. Jason. And then after that, it was The War of the Worlds, not War of the Worlds. No, the novel is The World, The War of the Worlds. Theirs was called H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. And the good, I don't know if it was good, but the big one was called War of the Worlds. They made a movie called King of the Lost World, based on King Kong. It has a King Kong-like person on the front. And he's like,
"Rawr." That's that 1996 CGI.
Yeah. Snakes on a Train. Most definitely a rhyme you would use in a rap if the rap was about snakes on a plane. The Da Vinci Treasure. And I guess that's supposed to be Tom Hanks, and he's just dead in front of the Mona Lisa.
Yikes.
And Transmorphers. I remember this one on Netflix. Terrell and I would see it. I'm like, what the fuck is it about? Is it about Transformers? Or, like, do you morph into them? Or we never watched it because it just is a bit
it
much.
It looks like ass.
Yeah. It was based on Transformers. Now, what they went for is if the cover looks close enough, we might trick a few people into watching it. I honest to God think that's what they were going for. They did.
I'm sure it worked.
Yeah. The Day the Earth Stopped.
Not Stood Still.
Yeah, the Keanu Reeves film.
Sign me up to work at this fucking company, because I would be amazing at coming up with these dumbass names.
Yeah. So, in going hand-to-hand with their very cheeky names are tons of lawsuits. Because people are like, you son of a bitch, you took my idea. And he's like, no, we didn't. Yours is called Stood Still.
My intellectual property.
Yeah, ours is Stopped.
You told the exact same story and just changed the words a little bit. Nah, it's still plagiarism.
Nah, man, that ain't me.
Still plagiarism.
As they run away. Nah, that ain't me.
Yeah, I remember stamping my feet in the Charlie Murphy's couch.
Yeah, it's a mess. They did a film based on Battleship. Remember that movie with Rihanna? But theirs was called American Battleship.
I forgot that Rihanna was in that. Didn't that have Eric Dane in it?
Probably. I haven't seen that movie for... Yes! I just remember Rihanna. She was looking good in it. So I was like, oh shit, Rihanna. And then they had to change it to American Warships because they were for real getting sued.
Yeah. What is it, Milton Bradley? They don't give any fucks about anyone.
And then they made a film called Age of the Hobbits based off of...
God.
The Hobbit.
Oh, and then Peter Jackson probably sued the shit out of
it. And they had to change it to Clash of the Empires because it was getting a bit much. Christopher Judge is in it. The voice of Kratos is in that movie. God help me. I have to watch it now. I have to watch it. Son of a bitch. Why did
he's
I look
gotta
into
be
it?
Smaug.
Yeah, he's got a good evil voice. Yeah.
Smaug. He's got some shitty 1995 looking.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Spyro the Dragon from PS1 looking Smaug.
Son of a bitch. I didn't want to watch it, but then I saw him in it. Fuck.
Oh, let's do it. What was it called? I need to look it up. Clash of the Empires, right?
Yeah, I was going to say Clash of Kings, but that's a game. Clash of the Empires.
Okay.
So, tonight's film, not anything, but kind of moderately based off of a idea, not a movie per se, it's called Little Dead Riding Hood. So you're like, okay, Little Red Riding Hood, she probably deals with zombies in it? No, she's kind of a zombie. Maybe. She deals with werewolves. Holy shit, that looks... Ah, man. Katie just showed me a cover of... Oh, that's Lord of the Elves.
Same thing. It's the same
movie. Oh, they changed the name.
It's for some...
Holy shit!
Question mark what country that's from.
I gotta watch that.
It is free on Peacock.
Hell yeah. I'm in like Flint. So, Little Dead Riding Hood is about a character and her adventures dealing with werewolves plaguing a... Where the fuck are they?
I don't know. Small town, question mark.
Somewhere where mountains are and forest and stuff.
Honestly, it looked like a part of California. I don't know that it for sure was that, but it looked like a small town up in the mountains in California.
Yeah. So, for the uninitiated, Little Red Riding Hood is a European fairy tale about a young girl and a sly wolf. There have been many, many, many versions of it. I know in... Into the Woods? Wasn't it Johnny Depp? Wasn't he the wolf?
He was the wolf, yes.
And I can't remember who the girl was.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen that movie. Don't remember her name. Hold on. I will find it right now.
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. And out of the woods. And into the woods. And out of the woods. And home before dark.
That movie made me so mad.
My biggest problem with that movie, I'd never listened to the soundtrack before, so I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And then I went into that movie, and I loved it, but then when I came out, the only lyric from that entire, like, 3-hour-long movie that I could remember was Into the Woods. Because the first song, the very opening song, is, like, 15 minutes long, And like 10 of those 15 minutes are them singing Into the Woods and Into the Woods and Into the Woods and Into the Woods. And I'm
just like, he's got to have the record for singing woods the most in a movie.
Yeah. It was a lot.
So with Little Red Riding Hood, it's about a girl heading to her grandmother's house. And she gets there and her grandmother looks fucking butt ugly. Well, it's because a wolf got there first. And certain versions, she's just locked in a closet. In some versions, the wolf ate her and she's just in her stomach. And little Red is a little smart and realizes, like, son of a bitch, this wolf ate my grandma. I'm gonna get revenge. And so it's a mess. Sometimes there's a guy with an axe. That was Chris Hemsworth in the one movie. They were like mixing all those worlds together, I thought. No, the Huntsman. That's not Little Red. Snow White and
the Huntsman.
But I thought the Huntsman was... Nah, that was another guy with an accent. It was a mess. But it is a Grimm's fairy tale. This movie has nothing to do with any of that. It just took Little Red Riding Hood and turned her into a zombie werewolf with a sword. And that's kind of it. So, I don't know why I brought up Little Red Riding Hood. Just to say that part.
Because that was what the title was from.
Yeah.
The actress who played Little Red Riding Hood in Into the Woods is Lilla Crawford. And she has done pretty much nothing else except that. She was in Pretty Little Liars Original Sin. So she's one of the like daughters of the Pretty Little Liars people.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. She was also in the original Pretty Little Liars.
Okay. So, saying that this wasn't based on any movie, that was a lie. There was a 2011 romantic horror film called Red Riding Hood, and it is based, maybe, off of that.
Produced by Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, Amanda Seyfried. She's Little Red.
What the fuck? I remember, okay, I get it. I remember that. I remember seeing the previews for that, or and like, trailers and shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Me neither.
Me neither. So one thing I wanted to bring up about this movie, it's got tons of famous people in it. So the one of the stars,
famous adjacent.
Yeah, I like these people, but Eric Balfour. Now you might not know that name. He was in a lot of movies, but he was in the 2003 version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was them starting over the saga of weird Texas people that really like chili. Don't eat it, you'll get shaky. And so he was the boyfriend that was helping out Jessica Biel, and then he gets his face taken off and Leatherface puts it on. And Jessica Biel has to cut off his arm. So that was my favorite thing he was in. Romeo Miller. Percy Romeo Miller. He is a rapper. His name was Lil Romeo. So in the early 2000s, he was a legit fucking rapper. Wasn't one of the first kid rappers. We had Chris Cross back in the day. And Raven Simone. There is a rap song, Raven Simone driving a Jeep. And she had to have been 6 years old. I don't understand how she was driving it. But his father is Master P. So, what's a good Master P song?
Make him say, na 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 na.
He's like, is this P? This ain't no motherfucking P. Patrick Muldoon. Now, Katie was like, who the hell is that? Patrick Muldoon is always in movies with Denise Richards.
Fuck, I was right there.
Yeah.
I was right there.
So, Patrick Muldoon in Starship Troopers, he was the other pilot that Denise Richards kind of gets with, maybe? But then he gets his brain sucked out. Because he was an asshole. And a ton of other people. But this film is pretty spiffy. It was fun. But, Katie, after many minutes of us just beating around the bush, what did you think about Little Dead Riding Hood?
I was pleasantly surprised at this movie. It was shitty. Like, don't get it twisted, guys. We picked this movie because it looked like shit, and it didn't disappoint. It was pretty shit. But you know, once you get over the fact that it's a shit horror movie, it was pretty decent. There was some pretty vicious wolf attacks in this movie. There were some, you know, the sheriff who, you know, is incompetent and doesn't listen to anybody. Classic horror film trope. Yeah, little Romeo was doing his thing. It was pretty good. I'd watch it again. What about you?
I thought this movie was going to be on the bad side of crappy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But it was on the good side of crappy. This is the type of movie I would watch all the time with Terrell. And shit, if he was around for this, we would have watched it. Actually, we were, but this was good. At the end, I wanted more from this world. They set it up for, spoiler, they set it up for sequels, but it probably ain't happening. But it was fun. Now, given some graphics didn't look good, some story spots didn't make sense. People just did dumb things because you had to keep it going. People just got naked and had the titties out for no real reason. Now, this is coming from someone. I enjoy titties. They're really cool. But I don't know. I get to a certain age and I'm like, but like, why did she get naked? I'm like, I'm fine with this. I'm not like mad, titties in my movie, man. It's just, but why did they get naked?
Yeah, there's a point where these like teens are having sex in this film that made no sense.
Yeah.
Other than that, they had to be separated from the group. Because there's not any other possible reason for two fucking teens to walk away from the group at a party.
Yeah. It's just silly things, but you have to get your quota on deaths in the movie. So I fully understand why people did the things they did. KD wasn't the biggest fan of the sheriff. I actually liked the sheriff a lot. They snuck in this whole, look, we gotta humanize him. So he's got a shitty ex-wife and kids that come to visit, and he's trying to keep it all together. I'm surprised he didn't have a drinking issue. I was waiting on him to look at a bottle and just like start shaking a little bit, because that's what every town sheriff has to deal with. But he was trying his best, and everything's falling apart. Every night, at least three people were getting mauled by big-ass wolves that are really smart. So he was just trying his best, and his deputy is just an idiot. So, but I liked everything. It was weird. It was very weird. SWAT teams come out of nowhere. Just the end is very goofy. But like I said, I like this. This was a fun one. If you are fine with the bad side of planning and graphics and stuff, you'll dig this movie. Now, it's very much like Sharknado. That story, for all of its purposes, it's about a fucking tornado with sharks that are living in it. That's it. And it's not even a, it's a tornado and a hurricane had a baby with sharks in it, because there has to be water in it or the sharks would have died. But these sharks get thrown out. It's like the tornado knows people are coming and throws sharks out, or the sharks are jumping out of it like you're playing jump rope. And they're like, I gotta get out. It's absurd. But if you get past that layer of this is really fucking stupid, you can enjoy yourself. And that's kind of the problem with some of these movies. If you get past the fact that it's a werewolf zombie girl, it's kind of like Buffy, fighting, you'll have a good time here. So we'll get through this story. I wrote notes, and we'll see how long it takes. It was a mess. But like I said, I liked it. So, sit back and relax and enjoy our synopsis of Little Dead Rotting Hood. So, this film opens up with a wolf attacking a woman, and then she's saved by her grandma. Hooray! It kind of seems like the grandma led her here, and the wolf was already on its way. So, the woman dies, and the grandma buries her with her red cloak and a glowing sword, and then slits her wrists and talks about the girl's destiny. Cue the credits. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is weird. So we meet up with Danny. Hey, it's little Romeo. Looking for his girlfriend, and discovers that her grandmother died last night, and that Sammy, his girlfriend, is missing. Oh no. But don't worry, Danny. Your girlfriend is alive again. Hooray. So Sheriff Adam is your typical sheriff. And I wrote, tired, caring, and divorced trying to save the day. So nighttime hits, and there's a party by the dock of the creek. Sitting by the dock of the creek, trying not to die from a wolf. So a guy and girl, they go off into the woods to get busy, and the guy gets mauled by a wolf. And the wolf comes out of fucking nowhere, quiet, silent. So the next scene is another couple getting busy, and the boyfriend gets mauled, and then the naked lady. I was like, fuck, that was quick. Like, they had to put all the titties within a 10-minute window, or just it wouldn't work anymore. So the town has a volunteer militia start to go search for the wolf, and Danny searches the grandma's place, actually his girlfriend's place, and gets clues that she was at the grandma's house when she went missing. So we find out that the grandma is called the Wolf Lady and lived by herself and was real kooky, and everybody just left her alone. So the different cops from other places, they don't really tell you where the fuck they're from. I guess if this was a town, they're from like the city, or they're from some other precinct. Not precinct, but what's the word they like to use? Some different jurisdiction. They're like, oh man, hey, they're gonna come down. They're from the state, you know. And they're gonna...
Oh, it was the National Park Service. Yeah. They were concerned because it's like a whole thing.
Yeah. And they discover, by putting up a little map and putting little dots on the map, that there have been fuck tons of wolf attacks. And these wolf attacks have been leading right to Sheriff Adams' town. Oh, no. We meet up with Old Man Benson. He's a crazy old dude, and he has a flamethrower. And he's going to hunt the wolf with it. So, shadowy figure named Becky Sanders tells the sheriff that the wolf is just acting out of instinct, and then does what shadowy figures do best, goes back into the shadows. Old Man Benson kills a wolf. Hooray! And then more wolves attack. Oh no. A whole entire coalition of wolves attack. Those were my exact words. Along with Samantha, with claws, glowy eyes, and big teeth. What the fuck? So the deputy says that the zombie girl was Crexy. It's creepy sexy. And so the deputy said Crexy, and I sat there and I was like, oh, I absolutely, it's creepy sexy. And Katie's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I was like, I've seen Crexy people. And it's like, I'm scared, but I'm not scared because I'm like kind of aroused right now. It's bad. So Sheriff Adams' kids show up. That's irresponsible. Like, now I get he probably doesn't talk to his ex-wife, and she seems like she hates him. But, like, hey, there's been, like, 7 murders in the town. Maybe you shouldn't bring, you know, Jack and Jill to come see Papa. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. They're here. So the sheriff kills a wolf and discovers that it has 2 sets of teeth, and it's evolving. Holy shit. So Danny and Sammy go back to Grandma's house to find something that will help. Night hits, and Sammy turns into a corpse wolf killer and fights off wolves. Apparently, the small wolves are working under someone called the Den Mother. Makes sense, they're wolves. So, they learn that Grandma passed her powers onto Sammy. I guess she had to die. It's kind of like a, only one of us can be powerful. I must kill myself now. And the Den Mother is coming to kill everyone in the town. Okay. So Sheriff Adam gets attacked at home by bulletproof. So Sheriff Adam gets attacked at home by bulletproof wolves and teams up with Sammy to fight the wolves. They head into the caves and they find 3 guys and they're werewolves. So they're making an army. The Den Mother appears and it is CG from the 90s, giant wolf. And I said, boy, it looks like clip art. Deputy Henry gets mauled, and Danny and the Sheriff Adam scoot off. So Sammy gets left to die. But it's alright. So Danny realizes that Sammy didn't have a cape or a sword that would make her stronger. And so he finds the grave they were left in and gets them the Sammy's probable twice dead body. So he goes back to the cave later. Now Sheriff Adam discovers that Officer Victoria, that was the park ranger in charge of all of this, saying that, hey, we need to figure out a way to stop these wolves. Maybe you guys are the problem with the wolves. The wolves are just evolving. You seem like the dickhead in the story. Well, she was in cahoots with the wolves, and she starts changing into the Den Mother. Holy shit. So Sammy pops up with her cape and sword and starts round two with the Den Mother. So at this point, the SWAT team, townspeople, and Sammy fight the wolf horde in town. Danny gets hit by the Den Mother and dies. Boo. I wrote boo with six O's. Sammy's sword turns into a lightsaber. Yes. And the Den Mother is dead as she changes back into the evil officer that's naked. Becky escapes from her jail cell, the evil werewolf lady, and the sheriff tells the cops to patch everything up and act like this shit didn't happen. So Sammy and the sheriff talk about that there are more werewolf hunters like her, and she needs to find them. And the movie ends with Becky, the evil werewolf, watching the sheriff in the distance. The end. So, Katie, who or what was your favorite thing about Little Dead Riding Hood?
My favorite thing about this movie was the Den Mother twist. So, throughout the film, for like the, I don't know, this movie, what, an hour 20 maybe?
Something like that.
It's short. For the first...
88 minutes.
Okay, 88 minutes. For the first 75 minutes of this movie, probably, you are led to believe that the Den Mother is this random, like, teen girl that keeps popping up throughout. And you're like, okay, yeah, sure. So that makes sense. The zombie girl is going to fight this other teen girl, and it'll be cool. And then, like, maybe 10 minutes from the end, probably not even that, so fucking close to the end, They reveal that the actual Den Mother is the freaking park ranger lady who has been all up in everybody's fucking business this whole damn time, and she was just like, nah, fuck your town, let me destroy it with my wolf powers. And it was... I did not see that coming. It was chaos, and I loved it.
Yeah. It caught me off guard. I didn't expect that she wasn't that bad, but she was like, oh, nature's taken back over because you were a dickhead. And I was like, okay, she's just going to be annoying, probably save the sheriff's life and die in the end of the movie and be like, oh, you weren't that bad. You know, I was like, okay, I'm expecting that. And then I was like, oh, you're the fucking villain. Damn, you got me. I was not expecting that. So I went with the sheriff and the deputy. They were really funny together. Deputy Patrick Muldoon, he usually plays a dickhead. In this story, he decided he was going to play an idiot. And I really liked it. He was very funny and didn't really believe any of this. But then he was like, okay, that crazy chick, her eyes were glowing. And she was like a monster. I don't know what that means. But that's fucking weird, and we shouldn't go in the woods anymore. And the sheriff's like, but we gotta save the day. And he's like, can someone else do it? And he's like, nope, we have to do it. And he's like, But he's still down to fight because his buddy is there. So, Katie, who or what was your least favorite thing about Little Dead Riding Hood?
My least favorite thing about Little Dead Riding Hood was the wolf attacks. Because, my God, the look was just awful. And it was like clearly a bunch of black dogs that they trained to attack these people. But it looked so bad, and they kept reusing the same, like, there was like this one dog in the distance, like, I don't know, 10 feet away from the group, and they would like get the dog to growl so you'd see his teeth, and it'd look all angry, and then it would run at the group, and they kept replaying that same fucking clip for every wolf that would, like, join this fight every time there was a fight. So it's like, you'd watch the same clip, and then suddenly, like, three or four times, and suddenly there was, you know, a handful of dogs, like, attack, or wolves, quote-unquote wolves, attacking the group of people.
Yeah.
It was so lazy. Like, they wasted all of their budget on the really bad Den Mother, so it just looked not great.
That happens a lot in, like, old-timey films. They're like, well, we don't got enough action to do this. Well, Katie got shot and fell into, like, the horse, like, trough. Fuck it. Just do it again. but they'll see that it was the same person. No, they won't. They don't care.
Yeah.
So you just see Katie fall twice into a trough different times.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, we got these, you know, film of dogs running. Let's just keep on using it. So my least favorite thing about this movie was just the lack of connectivity to Little Red Riding Hood. Now, the whole month was about fairy tales and stuff like that. And out of that, this movie is probably the first... No, Humpty Dumpty was pretty far from Humpty Dumpty, too. It's just... It was too far, but I enjoyed the story. But I just wanted more of... I don't know if you could have a wolf just eat people, and then you're trying to get the wolves... Or the people out of the wolf's stomach, or... They could have played some type of angle with the original story. Maybe when she was a girl, she was Little Red, and she got away from that wolf, and then that wolf wants revenge later, and her grandma's like, I can't protect you anymore because I'm old. I'm going to give you my power, and I have to die. Fuck, that'd be better than just her being like, why are you crazy, grandma? She's like, ah, you're a superhero now, and just dies. Yeah, that actually been cooler. That would have been a good 15 minutes you could have did at the beginning. Just had a weird person dressed like a wolf. And a little girl like, you're ugly, grandma. I'm like, fuck you. And then she has a fight away from the wolf. And I could have did something like that. So, let's do 7-word synopsis. I got one. So, she's crazy and sexy. Yeah, that's crexy. It made me smile. Katie.
I also only have one. Zombie Red is Blade, but for werewolves.
Which I would want more of that. That's pretty legit. We don't have that many movies with werewolf hunters. I think Van Helsing? I was about to say Van Diesel. Van Helsing was the closest thing. He fought everything in that movie. Wolf of Snow Hollow. That grumpy sheriff, he sure did kill a werewolf in that movie.
Yeah.
But it's just, we needed, I don't know. I like werewolf movies. They're pretty cool. Usually the graphics are the worst part of the werewolf movies. Because, you know, scenes with them running in shadows, it's scary. You can make it look good. But at some point, you have to look at the werewolf straight up. And then it looks like ass and a half, unfortunately. So, this film released January 5th, 2016. Jesus. Sometimes I'm like 2016 or 2016. I want to say it's so fucking weird. It's so fucking weird. So, Katie, what do you think the box office was? I could not find a budget. I looked for a couple of seconds and I gave up. What do you think the box office was?
I was optimistic and I said $200 dinks.
$200 dinks? Like, where your head's at. This film, as far as I saw, made $20,432. Now, I don't know if it was straight to...
I was fucking 10 times off.
I'm betting that it just went straight to 2016, so straight to streaming, maybe?
No, probably not. I don't know, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. They made a little bit of money. So, minority kill count... I had 4. We had a couple of minorities, and they went down. I thought the number was going to be smaller, but then Little Romeo died in the last 10 minutes. And
honestly, the fact that there were so many minorities in this small-ass town up in the hills was shocking.
Yeah. 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 Good for them. I mean, they're dead now, so there's no minorities anymore.
So not good for you, but, you know, you were there at least.
Yeah. Inclusion. You know? So, the new number is 449 in a Tito Turtle, in a house, in a plane full of vampires, and a black bear. So, Katie, do you have anything else to say about Little Dead Riding Hood before we get out of here?
No. It was good-ish. Again, if you enjoy, like, shitty movies, like, you got a kick out of shit like Thanksgiving and, you know, Cupid that we watched last month, or any of the other things like that, or not last month, but earlier this month, you know, you'll like it.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. So, before we get out of here, I was said that was the end, but we have to bring up something. This is the end of the month, so we have to go over the other movies and see which one you dug the most, Katie.
Okay.
So, the first movie of the month was The Hollow, and that was about a really dumb dad dealing with trees and then all the scary monsters that live in the trees and they really want a baby. Then we had The Mad Hatter, where it's a lot like Scary Movie 2, where we got people in a mansion and they're seeing ghosts. Or maybe they're not. They're just getting drugged. And then everybody dies. That was weird. Then we have Curse of Humpty Dumpty. More people in a house. But this has a very weird people-sized doll. And it has got a centipede mouth. And it really likes killing people. But it was the crazy mom all the time. But the doll was crazy too. And then Little Dead Riding Hood. So we have a zombie werewolf hunter. Which one did you like, Katie?
I really liked, I think, the Mad Hatter the most.
Yeah, I will say it was probably the most interesting one out of the group.
Yeah.
Because it was just so different. I've never seen someone, talk and work out something about the Mad Hatter. It was just really weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. My favorite, based off of the idea, was The Hollow. Now, some of the parents were dum-dums, but anytime you have a story that, works, that the Fae want my baby, they have to get through me first. That's pretty legit. And I remember seeing a trailer, and you see the mom and dad, they load up a shotgun, and they're like, these fairies want to take our baby. They are not getting our fucking baby. And I'm like, that's legit. Sure, they did dumb stuff in it, but that's how movies work. And toward the ending was kind of cool. Altogether, it was a pretty interesting movie and a foreign horror. So I really liked that one a lot. So I can't remember if I said this before, but Katie, do you have anything else to say about Little Dead Riding Hood?
Nope.
Give it a watch. So, with that is the end of this episode. If you have any other cool fun facts about, I don't know, being a zombie, or listening to Little Romeo songs, or, I don't know, being a No Limit soldier, you can tweet Katie at
AllentownPod.
We have an email, it is
AllentownPresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at
AllentownPresents.
No Limit soldier, oh my god. So, this was episode 345 in the pocket, in the books, out of sight. So, the music you listen to right now, that is Flip and the Combined Effort, Flip and the CE, anywhere you can find them. Studio Fitas, thank you so much for the artwork. So, next week, there will be a special episode, because this month is a wee bit longer. Kind of popped out of nowhere on us. But we will have a special episode, or we'll do something special for the last Saturday of this month. But after that, we will be heading into Vampire Month, and I'm very, very excited because we're going to do some new movies. Do you like Nicolas Cage? Do you like vampires?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would dig both of them together? I think you would. And we're going to revisit a very, very cool vampire movie with Micah and Emma. Then after that, hopefully we'll do some new ones or some weird ones. It's going to be fun. So, like always, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with some scary movie. So, for Katie and Bella and, I don't know, the sumo wrestling that's on the TV right now, we'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Katie, would you believe me if I said that me and Bella are werewolves?
Only because we've been out at night so often when the moon is full and nothing has ever happened. Probably not. Maybe Bella, because she never goes outside, but not you, probably.
Well, I can't remember. Do you have to look at the moon, or is it just the moon is out, you'll just turn into a werewolf. I can't remember.
Depends on the thing that you watch. Yeah. Sometimes you have to be, like, outside when it's the moon. Sometimes it's just because of the moon's, like, cycle and where it's at. And it just, like, fucks you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think you can really hide that.
Yeah.
It sucks. Being a werewolf is, like, painful and shit.
And it happens every 28 days.
Yeah, fucking
like, sucks. The lunar cycle's 28 days, and there's a full moon every fucking month.
Man, a werewolf cat would be so damn cute. Bella, you'd be even furrier.
And evil.
They don't have to all be evil. There's good werewolves out there. Bella's like, rawr. She starts biting. We'd all be werewolves. She'd bite the shit out of all of us. Oh, that is a cute fucking cat. Anyway, okay. See you guys next week.
Bye.